Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into the weathermanpod.com on this Monday. It's the 22nd day of April, 2024. And a look across the nation shows some hefty storms across central and south Florida. There could be some locally severe storms just off of West Palm, also Palm Beach down to Fort Lauderdale and Miami. That'll be during the afternoon hours on Monday. In the meantime, the Northeast looks like it's going to be in a strong clearing trend and decent weather also across the southeast states, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. Fair weather across Louisiana and even into Texas, although down in Brownsville and Corpus Christi, probably will be some rainy weather there. It might spread across into the central portion of the state, but most of Houston and Dallas looking pretty good. Does look like some rain showers in the Denver area and down on the west coast. Some areas of rain showers will be moving into California, mostly across through San Francisco and then through the central portion, central coastal section of the state. We're also looking at the possibility of some rain and even some snow up in the mountains of the Sierra on Monday evening. Looks like dry weather also across Portland and in Seattle. So if you're flying on Monday, looks like the weather's good into Charlotte and Atlanta, into Dallas. Chicago, probably some clouds and maybe some showers. No problems in Newark, New York, or up into Boston, Philly area. And out on the West Coast, no major areas of low pressure, but it will be clouds and the chance of some showers in L.A., San Francisco. Looks like dry weather in Seattle. Weather for the Northeast Corridor, a nice day after a patchy frost in some places, especially interior sections of New Jersey, northeastern Pennsylvania, early on Monday. But then it looks like a sunny day with our highs in the mid-60s, sunny also on Tuesday, 60s close to 70, and then a chance of some showers midweek. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you first thing on Tuesday.